This special series is to help you know and learn about the faith and service of members who have served and supported Roswell First Baptist Church for many years. And today is a very special time and occasion for us to visit with a name that we all know from Roswell First Baptist, Seymour, except we're visiting with a son, Stuart Seymour. Stuart, what a blessing and pleasure to have time together.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my years at Roswell First Baptist and in Roswell.
Well, the neat thing about it is you can talk more about that than anybody else I can think of. So let's get into the conversation. And when did you first come to Roswell and Roswell First Baptist?
I came as a baby. I was born in Louisville when Dad was in seminary. And his church, he got an opportunity, was asked to come to Roswell First Baptist. So we moved to 864 Mimosa Boulevard, which was the pastorium. And it was a very small house, but my parents were very thrilled to have this home, having been in student housing, you can imagine. And so I began early on walking and learning, Roswell in the church. I used to joke with my mother. I was born actually on a Sunday in Louisville, and I would joke with my mom, and I said, I think probably I was born in the morning, and then we probably was taken to church that night at the Baptist Church in Louisville. Now, that's a joke, but I think I attended church very early and was very fortunate because people would in the church would just keep me for Mom when she was singing in the choir.
That is a beautiful beginning, and we want to talk more about your early days at Roswell First Baptist because you were there. Actually, you were there when the original, what is now known as the chapel, was the actual church itself. Is that correct?
That is correct. Even the next to the chapel, of course, is the educational building, and that wasn't there. It was just a house that was used for Sunday school and probably offices, I don't know what all. But we saw that change first to the educational building, of course, later on to the main sanctuary and then additions. But yes, I can very distinctly remember going into the chapel when it was the main facility. And in the wintertime, we had these gas heaters. You may have seen them in older homes. They were at the back in the front of the church.
Right.
And so when it was cold, you would come in and you'd stand in front of those heaters for a while. And you had to be careful because you got too close. Your pants could get really hot. But it was, it was just an idyllic. And I can remember distinctly going into the church because I was there a lot. I can remember one of my earliest memories is walking through the chapel. Of course, it wasn't called the chapel then. It was the sanctuary, but walking through it by myself. And I'm looking around hoping that God doesn't appear to me. And he never did, but I certainly did have respect for the church. And it was great, great times.
What a beautiful story to hear you tell and the history that goes with that. Stuart, a question I would like to ask, what was it like as a young child growing up at Roswell First Baptist? What are some things you remember, and who are some of the people that might even be there today that you remember growing up with?
Oh, there, I almost hate to do this because there's so many people, and I'm sure I won't remember. The Hawkins, Norma
yes.
Hawkins,
yes.
And her family. She was married into the family, but Norma was in the Hawkins family, and they were very key to the church. The Gassards, I know you've talked to Elwin, were instrumental in the church. There were so many people. I remember a lady that had so special to me because I lost my grandparents pretty early on, some of them before I was born. But across the street in the pastorium was Charlotte Cook.
Hmm.
I mean, Kirk, I'm sorry, Charlotte Kirk. And Miss Kirk, I've got pictures of her. She, into her late 80s, did the intermediate, which of course now we refer to as the youth, but it was intermediate class. And she served that church so loyally. And one of the funny stories about her is, she, as I said, she was right across the street. And we came home one day, and Mrs. Kirk had the typical grandmother bun at the back of her head.
Of course.
She was out in our front yard pushing a lawnmower and cutting our grass. That was her gift to Dad, and I'm sure he fussed at her for doing it. But, you know, there's so many, the Bices, there's so many people that I was blessed to grow up with and have in my life. And these people, you know, of course, I don't remember going to a nursery. I'm sure I probably later on went to nursery, but because Mom would be singing in the choir, a lot of these people would be taking care of me.
Sure.
And I've often thought, you know, I really would like to go back through some of the history and just, because it would, my memories would come back, I think, of all these people who have, many, of course, of who's passed on.
I'm sure that's very, very true, and there's so much you could talk about there. But let's talk about another aspect of your relationship with Roswell First Baptist. Let's talk about you growing up as the son of the pastor. How, when, and where did your experience take place in your relationship with Jesus Christ? May I ask the question that way?
Certainly. You know, I think I used to be kind of jealous. You know how some people would get up in church and they talk about how they had this dramatic acceptance of Christ, how they had been maybe in trouble or done some things that were not appropriate, and they had a dramatic change. In my case, I grew up going to church, singing the songs, and it was so natural for me to develop that relationship with Christ because it was constantly, you know, in my life. I was 8 years old when I made the decision to accept Christ, and I distinctly remember walking up and being accepted into the church and then later on being baptized. I think it was just such a natural thing to be a part of that congregation, to be accepted. And, you know, obviously as a child, my contribution wasn't very much, but later on, of course, you know, I did, I think you and I have talked about, I've been away and back several times.
Yes.
So I've been in the church, you know, many, at least three or four times in terms of leaving and coming back, with my work moving me to different cities. But I've had the opportunity, I taught Sunday school. The last time I taught one of the first couples classes. And in fact, Dad came up with an idea. There were a lot of couples who didn't have children. And as you can imagine, not having kids was a little different. So we started a class for couples without kids.
Hmm.
Of course, in two or three years, guess what? All these couples had kids.
Wonderful.
So it transitioned. And then my last, when Jan Moore was the director of the singles, I taught singles for about, I really don't remember, 7 or 8 years, and enjoyed that. So I've had and, you know, been on various committees and so forth, and I've been blessed to see the church grow and to see, you know, people develop and see our music program be, you know, successful and all the programs of the church to be successful. And that's a real blessing to me.
Absolutely, it is a blessing, and it's a blessing to hear you tell about the times and the development and the growth of Roswell First Baptist Church and the beauty and everything else that exists there today. Now, I want to ask you one other question. We have a lot of younger, newer members in our church. What is one thing you would say to them to encourage them to grow in their relationship with Christ and how they would participate in doing that? What would you say, Stuart?
Well, I would say this, I think, is something that's been a part of my life, is that, you know, a lot of times when people are asked to participate in some sort of leadership role, they say, they may respond, well, I don't know that I'm qualified. And I think what we can say to them, if God wants you to do this, you'll do it, and you'll be successful. And you just need to ask God if you can take on that role. And I think sometimes we use that, you know, sometimes we use it as an excuse. I don't want to do that, so I'll say I'm not sure I'm qualified. But teaching, serving on a committee, as you know, there's all different ways to be involved, and that's the key. You've got to pick out your way of being involved. And there are blessings to all of them. And however you may choose to serve, you will get back more than anything. And I think the thing about it is that if we're going to go to church, I think I spoke about this recently, we need to be enthusiastic Christians. I'll tell you one quick funny story. I know we're trying to wrap this up, but I used to laugh at Dad, because he was, I think, a great pastor, a great minister. He could not sing.
Really?
He really just had a very unusual, not a good voice. But he would stand up, and of course I didn't get a chance a lot of times to be beside him, but I'd sit beside him occasionally and hear him sing, and I'd go like, but he sang with gusto, because he believed those words. And that's just kind of been something that on my mind recently, is that we need to be enthusiastic about it and, you know, speak up and sing and, you know, speak to the people next to you. I'm always, when I go into a new church, it always surprises me when you can walk in and nobody says anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know some people want to go and just have prayer and have quiet, but it doesn't hurt to say, turn to somebody and say, look, I'm sorry, I don't know you. I do it all the time because there's so many new people, and I'll say, I'm Stuart Seymour, I don't know you. Are you a member, or are you visiting? Mm-hmm. And most of the time I don't get a sense that they resent me doing that. It's something, but it's our method of reaching out. And if they're visiting, I just say, well, I hope you'll come back and visit with us again and consider joining us.
Well, there is so much more that we could do and talk about, and that is a beautiful way to explain the whole relationship that you've had and that we should be having at Roswell First Baptist Church. So we thank you for the time. Roswell First Baptist Church members have more memories of witness, service, and fellowship like we've just heard. So come back and hear them, and you'll be encouraged to share your faith and love for Christ and dedication to the body of Christ. God bless.